Notice of Public Hearings by Law 11-2025's Aaron Ridge North Area Structure Plan Amendment, 1st, 2nd and 3rd Readings, by Law 12-2025's Land Use by Law Schedule Amendment for 150 Edison Drive, 1st, 2nd and 3rd Readings, by Law 17-2025's Land Use by Law Schedule A and Site Specific Text Amendment to MU2 for 815 and 835 Street Albert Trail. 1st, 2nd and 3rd readings, to be conducted as a hybrid in the Council Chambers, 3rd floor, St. Albert Place, 5 St. Anne Street and virtual via Zoom during the regular meeting of Council scheduled for 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 2, 2025 in accordance with Section 692 of the Municipal Government Act. A public hearing has been scheduled to take place on Wednesday, July 2, 2025, for Bylaws 11-2025. 12-2025 and 17-2025. Bylaw 11-2025, if passed, would enable the subject site at 150 Edison Drive to develop as a medium-density residential development, and the subject site at 805, 815, and a portion of 825 Street Albert Trail to enable the site to be developed as commercial development. Bylaw 12-2025, if passed, would enable the subject site at 150 Edison Drive to be developed as a medium-density development. Bylaw 17-2025, if passed, would redistrict 805, 815, and a portion of 825 Street Albert Trail from the mixed-use Level 2, MU 2, district to the Trail Corridor Commercial, TCC, district. Additionally, there is a text amendment for the MU2 district for 825 and 835 Street Albert Trail to reduce the commercial floor area required. Details of the above bylaws may be obtained by emailing cfot@stalbert.ca. Copies of the proposed bylaws may also be accessed on the City of St. Albert website, Public Hearings Events page https://stalbert.ca/events/calendar/public-hearings. At the link to the July 2, 2025 public hearing. Speaking to City Council at the public hearing unless otherwise indicated in the advertising and notification for the public hearing, individuals or groups wishing to address Council on their own behalf at a public hearing from a remote location by electronic means of communication must register with Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca by 11 a.m. on the day of the public hearing. Where a public hearing offers the option to address Council in person, individuals and groups wishing to address Council on their own behalf in person at the public hearing may register with Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca up to 1 hour prior to the commencement of the public hearing, and additionally a sign-in sheet will be available at the entrance to Council Chambers for individuals and groups who have not previously registered but wish to address Council on their own behalf in person at the public hearing. Individuals wishing to address Council in the capacity of agent for one or more other persons at a public hearing, whether by electronic means of communication or in person where that format is available, must a. register with Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca by 3:30 p.m. on the Friday preceding the public hearing, or by 3:30 on the Thursday preceding the public hearing if the Friday preceding the public hearing is a statutory holiday, declaring their intention to act as an agent at the public hearing, and b. submit a separate, completed, and signed agent declaration form, which may be obtained from Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca for each affected party that they will be representing. An agent declaration form must be signed and dated by both the individual being represented and the representing agent and must be submitted to Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca no later than 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 2, 2025. Note: members of the public may speak for up to 5 minutes. This does not include the time to respond to questions from members. Written submissions: whether or not an individual is making a verbal presentation at a public hearing, the following rules govern how written submissions to Council must be made with respect to a public hearing. A. Written submissions must be emailed to Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca not later than 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday, June 25, 2025. Written submissions received by this deadline will be included in the meeting agenda package that is distributed to Council members and posted on the City's public website. It is open to members of the public who have missed the written submission deadline to register to speak at a public hearing. B. Written submissions received either by administration or counselors after the deadline noted above will not be considered by counsel at the public hearing. And C. Written submissions must include the name of the person making the submission. For further information regarding public hearings, please see Schedule E of Procedure Bylaw 24-2022 on the City of St. Albert website stalbert.ca, at the link to Bylaws. Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. If you submit comments on Bylaw 11-2025, 12-2025 or 17-2025 either orally or in writing, the information you provide may be recorded in the minutes of the public hearing, or otherwise be made public, subject to the provisions of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. Dates of Gazette Publication: June 12 and June 19, 2025. Bylaw 11-2025, Aaron Ridge North Area Structure Plan Amendment, 1st, 2nd and 3rd readings. Bylaw 12-2025, Land Use Bylaw Schedule Amendment for 150 Edison Drive, 1st, 2nd and 3rd readings. Bylaw 17-2025, Land Use Bylaw Schedule A and Site-Specific Text Amendment to MU2 for 815 and 835 Street Albert Trail, 1st, 2nd and 3rd readings.